Well, one, to occupy a building downtown is great because we do have some vacant buildings that need to be occupied. And, you know, it's really great to have our local senator express interest in coming down here and putting his office here because, to be honest, you know, if you look at our federal map, our federal representative lives 3.5 hours, 4 hours south of here, and we'll probably never see her ever. So to have at least our state senator here is a big bonus to us, and you know, we can express our concerns to him just like, you know, we could before, but now, you know, he can just walk downtown and talk to somebody in their office.
Well, and that with the redistricting, that kind of benefited Alito with the state Senate district because you have somebody that basically is from Andalusia where his residence is, and our former state senator lived down near Dunlap. So it was a benefit. I mean, you win some, you lose some, so to speak.
Correct. Just like, you know, we had, you know, our representative now is Noreen Hammond, and she's in Macomb. So she's a little further away than Dan Swanson was. But, you know, Noreen will do a good job of representing us, and hopefully maybe she can maybe think about moving an office up here too as well.